This is 3BA's Ballarat Today. On the show this morning, going to learn about the CAF's Better Futures program. This is a ripper. It is absolutely making a difference. As we welcome to the mic a community connections practitioner at CAF's, it's Trav Munro. Trav, good to see you, mate. Welcome along.
Morning, Brett. Thank you.
This is must be a satisfying space to work. Tell us about this program, as I mentioned at the top, one that is getting results.
Yeah, so essentially, Better Futures was an amalgamation of a number of programs from about 5 years ago, and it's directly designed to assist young people that have come from an out-of-home care experience. So, whether that is that they've been living in foster care or kinship care or some sort of a court order or a reason why they're not living with their biological parents, then Better Futures is there to help.
Trav, has this been a problem in the past where kids get to 18 and, they've had the system wrapping their arms around them for years, then all of a sudden they're kind of cut loose?
Yeah, I'm very new in the role, but that's certainly what I've heard from my colleagues. The issue is that, first of all, up until the age of 18, as you mentioned, most of them, their lives are very, very tightly controlled. So while they're living with the department's influence and looking after them, yes, we still see that as sometimes a bit of a challenge because our program is completely voluntary. So whereas they've been mandated before, they're now engaging with us voluntarily, but we have some amazing coaches and some good resources to help them. But yes, they're essentially left on their own, which sounds terrible, but Better Futures fills that gap.
Yeah, thank goodness for Better Futures. This is a partnership with BGT as well?
Yeah, so BGT and CAFS, we both provide coaches for the role. So BGT have got 5 coaches at the moment. We've got 3. So BGT look after a slightly higher number of young people than we do at CAFS. And then my role as the community connector oversees both of those or serves all of those coaches.
So Trav, what does the program actually look like? Like what would happen on day one and a month in, et cetera? What goes on?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have like an onboarding and a process where a coach will meet with them. When they're from 15 and 9 months through until about 18, the scope of that is pretty limited. So it's really only about an hour every month or so, but there's a little bit of an introduction. But when it kicks up from 18 to 21, about every 3 months, the coaches will meet with our young people. They'll set goals. They'll find out what's going on for them in their lives, identify needs. So early on, it might be housing or employment. If they've got those stability things in place, then it might be something that's more specialised, like they want to get to a gym or they've got some other aspirations, whatever it might be. And the program's pretty broad, you know. I mean, we work across, we have what we call 5 offerings. So health and wellbeing, housing and living skills, education, including like TAFE University, employment, and then connections. So for our Indigenous clients, that connection might be connection to country. For others, it might be connection into a football team or, you know, some sort of a social aspect. So the coaches will sit down with them and go over those 5 offerings every 3 months and then reevaluate goals, redefine what's needed. And then that's where my role comes in. If they need some help being a little bit more specific and deep diving into an area, then they'll come and talk to the community connector.
Definitely not cookie cutter, very personalised by the sound of
the track. Yeah, absolutely. And the research shows that that's exactly how it works. So when I speak to other regions and community connectors and how they operate, even different regions operate very, very differently because each region has its own unique set of circumstances and what, you know, and needs. So it's very regional, and then it's also very individualised for the young person.
Trav, you were kind of like a proud dad off air just before we started chatting this morning, talking about a young man who'd been through the Better Futures program, got up and actually spoke at, I think, a recent AGM recently and was just glowing on how it's helped improve their life.
Yeah, I was sitting at the AGM to hear this young bloke, and his name's Toby, and you know, I haven't got the specifics exactly right, but it was something along around the lines of the age of 14, he was couch surfing and, you know, went out on his own. At 17, he was having another go. And then now he's actually working in the space. But as a new employee sitting there at your AGM and he turns around and says, "Oh, well, the Better Futures program is changing kids' lives," I was pretty stoked to hear that. I was one, inspired, and also two, it's like it brings recognition to the coaches and the teams that we've got both across CAFs and BGT and the work that they're doing.
Yeah, that's a hell of a testimonial,
isn't
it?
It's fantastic.
Wow. What about when it comes to the community and local businesses? Can they actually get in and support our young people, Trav? Is there a way we can help?
Yeah, look, I mean, I reflect on this a lot. I've got two adult, you know, children now, or two adults in my life, and all of the conversations that I've had with them about starting a resume, going and speaking to a friend of mine who's an accountant, or approaching a friend of mine for their first job, or how to use a dishwasher, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's all of those life skills that these young people in out-of-home care can miss out on. Mm. You know, some of them don't, but a lot of them do. So, you know, when we're talking about how the community can get involved, keep in mind that the scope of the program is so broad, there's really no bad idea if someone was to come to us and say, hey, listen, we like the sound of what this program is about and we would like to assist. But when we talk about communities and employment or businesses, you know, the opportunity for industry tours to, you know, you can't be something that you don't see. Mm. So if we get our young people out, they want to be tradespeople, but they don't know how to get there, or they, you know, they've got employment aspirations, but they're not quite sure what they would be. I would love to be hearing from local businesses that were saying, hey, you know, we're not asking for any favours, but what we're asking for is just a warm introduction, you know, and then potentially a conversation with us that helps them understand how they can work with a young person that's come from this unique background. Mm. So there might be a few challenges along the way, but that doesn't mean they won't do a great job, and it doesn't mean that they won't be an outstanding contribution to their business if they're given a chance.
If you think you can help, reach out to Trav Munro and his team at CAFS, the website cafs.org.au. Better Futures, absolutely making a difference. Trav, thanks for unpacking it on the show this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Brett.